This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what provided support across the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I don't think there was any fresh news out there to really help our market. I think it's a fact that we pushed it low enough, some buying came in. But keep in mind, early this morning, we did make new contract lows in live cattle and feeder cattle before we bounced higher, made new highs on the week, came off those highs to still close positive pretty much in the middle of the trading range. Now, boxed beef was up 19 cents on choice, up $1.55 on selects, and had a movement of 68 loads, saw kill day of 107,000 head, and we also saw great triple-digit gains in the lean hogs today. On the close, December live cattle, 35 cents higher, Feb cattle up 92 cents, January feeders $1.20 higher, March feeders up $1.97, and December lean hogs $2.37 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 wean calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grain sector?
Leslie, it just sounds like the same old story every day. Really, no fresh news in the marketplace, especially anything that you could consider market moving, as it was a quiet trading session. The Chicago and Kansas City wheat pretty much held lower throughout the day and closed negative, while we did see some mixed trading in corn and soybeans and positive closes. But as far as anything fresh out there, there is not, and all these markets are still holding very close to their contract lows. December KC wheat closed down 4.25 today. March KC down 4.75. December Chicago wheat closed 6.5 lower. December corn was up 2 cents. March corn up 1.25. January soybeans up 4.5 cents, with the March soybeans up 4.25 today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.